Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
You and good afternoon. Good to see you. You love your football, you love the club, you love Liverpool. So why are you so convinced this is the right decision for you?
Oh, I thought I said that in the other, what is it, statement or interview or whatever we had. With all the responsibility you have in this job and these kind of things, you have to be absolutely top of your own game. That's how it is. And I am. But I'm doing this for 24 years now, and I said that before, when you have the career I have had or have, I want to see that, it's pretty much impossible to start where I start and arrive at Liverpool. But if it becomes possible, then it's just because you absolutely invested everything you had, and that's what I always did, and was never a problem. And I realized that this is that my resources are not endless, and I preferred to pack absolutely everything in this season, and then have a break or whatever, or have to stop and these kind of things, because it's you realize it yourself, you're in a similar age. It's we are no young rabbits anymore, and we don't jump as high as we did, and all these kind of things, and that's how it is, and that's why I've been, and it was not, I didn't think about it on purpose, and let's have a think of how will it be. It just happened, and then I started thinking about it, and that was the moment when I knew this club, especially with the team we have, with all the super things we have in this club needs, on top of that, a manager and his top game and his top level. And when I cannot be there anymore, then I have to tell the people that 100%. The other situation would have been we go in the next season, and I realized, and then I knew it before, and get into it and try to get somehow through it. That's not how it should be, and that's why I told first the club the decision, then my coaches the decision, and since today, everybody knows it, and that's it. That I love everything so much, and I think everybody believes me that it's the case. I still think it's the right thing to do. I can just tell you, I don't take these kind of things lightly. So I'm convinced it's right, and that's why I said it.
Hi. What are your emotions?
Yeah, it's the relief was there when I made a decision for myself, to be honest. That was another thing I realized. So I didn't know that it would be the case, but it was like that. Today it's mixed. It's mixed, but I'm not as emotional as I will be when it comes to an end finally, because I spoke today to the players. So let me say the two important things I had to do was to tell our of course, have to tell the owners, that's clear, but then to tell our supporters and to tell the players. And I don't know 100% about the reaction of the supporters, but the reaction of the players was top. Just it was really good. We know each other so long that I know I don't say things like that, and and walk away or stuff like this. So I am here and I'm fully here. And by the way, today I answer 500,000 questions if you want, but that's it then. So until the end of the season, because we have so many other things to do, and I'm fully in that. I'm fully in that. So there's not a lot of emotion here. I had a lot of some talks the last days when I had to tell other people slightly earlier than I tell the public. And there were some tears and stuff like this, but that's normal after such a long time together. But besides that, it's just the right thing to do. And I'm convinced as well in the right moment, because the club needs time to plan the future while we are sorting the present. And that's exactly what will happen now. And from that point of view, the emotions will come up. Relief is not there as well anymore, because I knew before how I feel about it. Yeah.
Julia?
Julia from BBC Radio Merseyside. When you spoke to the players and they asked you the questions probably that we're all asking today, how did you ensure with them, or what's the message about making sure this isn't a distraction because you're still fighting on four fronts?
The players didn't have a lot of questions. I spoke to the players all together, then I spoke to a few players after that. The players, we have a really strong bond. So they didn't ask questions yet. There's no question because we are professionals, and the agreement we have with the team from both sides is you agree for 1 year. So after that, everything can happen. The manager, during the year, the manager can get the sack, but the players, usually the agreement we have from a club point of view is for 1 year, even after a 5-6 year contract, because after a year, you play much better, then the player wants a new contract, you play not as good as you want, then the club might want to sell you, but for a year, usually you have a real agreement, and we are completely in that year, and the boys are, and the boys see it exactly like that. I think we had cameras out there for the training session after that, and you could see the boys are in a really good mood, and it was not that they were getting up and having a party when I told them, but it was just an announcement. I told them that it's different to other situations. Usually, when a manager is in a dressing room and talks about that, he got sacked and just says goodbye, and that wouldn't have happened here because of the things we reached with each other and achieved with each other. And that's why my responsibility was so big in that, that I have to constantly always think about and have a review. Is it still right? Because there was no chance. We had last year's situation in the season. I think a lot of managers would have got the sack because we had a really bad spell and 3-4 years ago and all these kind of things. There was never any intention to do that. And that always led my responsibility grow and grow and grow to make sure, okay, when it's not right anymore, I have to tell because nobody else will tell. And that's what I said to the players as well. Besides that, the disruption, I understand. It's, I think, of a lot of people from the outside who are not with us will be happy, blah, 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 stuff like this. It's your job to ask questions, uncomfortable questions, whatever. The destruction comes from outside. But to get destructive, you always need two parts, one who destructs and the other one who let it happen. And we will not let it happen. So that's the plan. And if you want, we can grow even more together in this situation. And that's 100% the aim of the players and me. And how we said, to try to squeeze everything out of that season. We don't know. There's no guarantee. There was before no guarantee that we will win anything this season, and there is now no guarantee. But just the fact that I said I will not be the manager for next year is not an excuse to do a step less or whatever. So we will be completely in it, and we will fight for everything. I'm here with 100%, and that's the good news. I just know I cannot do the job in the future, but I can do it very well right now. And that's what I will do.
Will you have any role to play in deciding who your successor is? Or will you advise the board?
No, why should I? So that's very important. Look, in this world, we have a few, in football especially, you have a few faces most of the time as the manager of the club, and people like Billy or others who do an incredible job, you don't see that often. So that's just how you live this kind of business. In Germany, slightly different, but here it's like that. So and it looks like that I do all the work. I don't. I can't, and I don't. And that means all the what we built over the last 8.5 years is an incredibly strong structure behind the scenes. So everything goes in the right direction. So that's a good news. That's one of the reasons why I can leave. Because my responsibility is so big. My idea was always to put everything in place and help with everything that this club gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And we did that to perfection, no, but as good as we could. That means so many people work here and will, with only one idea, to find a perfect solution for Liverpool FC. Well, I'm pretty sure that will happen. And the last thing they need is an advice from the old man walking out and tell them, by the way, make sure you take him, bring him in or whatever. And I will definitely not do that. Like you know, for most of the things I have an opinion, and you will not believe to most of the things I still didn't say anything. So I have no problem with that. I wish for the future this club just the very, 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 very best. And for now, I'm still here and can help them to achieve the best possible.
Billy, can I just ask you from a board point of view, how significant is a moment is this, because you're losing a man who's having a great 9 years?
Yeah, I think that's probably hard to put into words how significant it is. And I think when Jürgen joined us in 2015, he talked about leaving the club in a better place than he found it. And I think if you look at where we are today versus where we were when he joined us, there's absolutely no doubt that he's done that. And as you just said, he's going to be here for several more months. So I think from our perspective, obviously, the news is sad, as I'm sure a lot of our supporters share that emotion. You know, he and I have had a number of conversations over the course of the last several weeks. And I think the first time that we had a chat about his decision, you know, from a professional standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint, we've worked alongside each other for the last almost 9 years. And I could see from my perspective, knowing him as I do, that this was a decision that he had come to and that he was absolutely comfortable with and believed in. And when your colleague and friend comes to a decision like that, then that's something that you support and respect.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, of course. But at the same time, I also, you know, I think he said in the video the other day, last night, that really this is about, everyone sees what happens from the outside, but the amount of work, and pressure, and, as he said, he's been doing this for 24 years. So surprised in a sense, but also I understand it. And as I said, it's obviously it's a sad day, but it's also one that, a credit to Jürgen, he's come to the decision. He wanted to give the club the opportunity to go through what will be an orderly process. And that's not easy to do if this news isn't public. So we will go through that process. And as we have done in the past, the same process that brought us Jürgen almost 9 years ago, and that's something that we will do in private. That will be done with as Jürgen said, the people that are here, our ownership, Mike Gordon in particular, will be a part of that process. And when we get to a place where we have further news on that, then we can discuss it at that point. But it's not going to be something that's going to be a running commentary. We prefer to, at this club, we prefer to operate when we're ready to talk about things, we will. And until that point, we won't. And we won't talk about other people and we won't get into the name game. This is really an announcement that Jürgen and we are making. And after today, we are focused on the campaign ahead and the opportunity that we have and competing on four fronts and making the 23-24 campaign something that supporters can look back on with enjoyment.
Pal.
Pal
Luck
from PA. When you came back after the summer, you said you were re-energized and refreshed. Did you genuinely believe that was the case, or were you trying to convince yourself that was the case?
No, in a sense, it was definitely exactly like that. The reason for that was, the summer was a difficult summer. So it was really a difficult summer. It was not that we had a lot of time to to put the legs on the table. So we were working really hard to bring in the right players. When it happened, it looked like we got them now. That was the moment when it was really, okay, let's go for it. But and then we had the training, the summer we had, and the preparation we had was absolutely outstanding. And realizing how good this team can be, that of course gave me a lot of joy, especially. So, but it's not about that. It's how I said, I in this moment I love each minute of the team, how we react in different moments and all these kind of things. It's just the stuff, what you have to do next to it as well. That's really a lot, like planning. You might think the transfer window is the transfer window and around that nothing happens, but actually the transfer window is the one where sometimes decision is made before, or you try to make them, who we go for, stuff like this, but transfer is just the moment when then you can finally finalize it. So the work around planning, pre-seasons, all these kind of things, there you need to be spot on as well, because it's really important. And then I realized that's something I cannot. I did it so often. I had 6 press conferences a week since, it feels like 9 years pretty much. We played international football. Honestly, I have no problem with you, but I can't wait for the moment when I don't have to do that anymore. There's so many things in this job where you just think, again. So, and that's, you have to be the best version of yourself. You have to, and especially for a club like Liverpool, which, because I know it's so it means so much and it's so important for so many people. I cannot do it on 3 wheels. It was not allowed, and I don't never want it to be a passenger in all that. My managing skills, obviously, so many better managers out there, but it's based on energy, on emotion, on relationships, and all these kind of things. And that takes all of you. That's just how it is. It needs all of you. And in the moment you think, okay, you can't do it like that anymore, then you can do it maybe a little bit different. Also, I'm who I am and I'm where I am because how I am. So with all the good and the bad things, it is. And if I cannot be that anymore, stop it and tell the people. That's how I understand it. I didn't stop and I didn't say it after 1 year. I didn't say it after 2 years, not after 3, not after 4, when or after 5, when it was difficult and stuff like this. It was not one time a little idea. It was not my idea when I signed a new contract. I was 100% convinced in this moment we will go until 2026. 100%. But how can I underestimated or judged it wrong. It's got my level, my energy level is endless because it always was. And now it's not. Yeah. And then we have to change.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jürgen, Cameron Pope from TalkSport. Jürgen, there can be no argument you've had extraordinary success with this football club. Is there one moment from your tenure you can look back on more fondly than any other, and equally, do you leave the football club with any regrets?
No, and I'm not in the mood to think about that, to be honest. I do that here today because it had to be done, but I don't have to remember anything now. The best, in my idle world, the best memories are still to come, to be honest. So let me say like that. So I'm not in that mood. There are so many moments that I would anyway probably mention the wrong one because I'm not prepared. But that's not about today. I have no regrets so far. I have a lot of special memories, nothing to mention today. We are here to answer your questions, actually, because I thought the most important people know already. So our supporters who want to watch it could watch it, and who want to, the players know it. So that's done for me, but of course I do that today as well, and it's absolutely fine. But it's nothing to add on, really. We can clarify things, we can speak about, I saw only this morning, surprisingly, when it came out, and it's Jose Enrique, which I like a lot, and he's obviously has a big Liverpool heart, but he said, whatever I say, I think that's what I understood, whatever I say, it's still about FSG, and I can tell you, Jose, it's not. Nothing to do with it. So, this time, what I had, and it would be so easy in this job to just blame the owners and say, yeah, we would have won more trophies if FSG would have spent more. Was I always happy with each second what we did? Exactly, no. But it was absolutely fine. This club is still different, how Billy said, because we built two stands, which will last forever. They will stay there. If there's not an earthquake, they will stay there. So the stadium is wonderful. We built this AXA training ground where you are. Wonderful. This will stay for the next 30, 40, 50 years. Wonderful. Everything said. We did what we did properly. That's really important. We did it the Liverpool way, what I loved. So, and that we didn't win with 97 points and we didn't win the Champions League final, it had nothing to do with that one player was not in, or we would have spent for another one 120. I understand 100% that's a fan view, fine. A professional view can never be like that. It just can't. So my job, if you blame anybody for not winning the Champions League three times more often, probably, yeah, it's me. It's my job to make that happen, to work with the team we have. And not winning, becoming champion with 97, and I even forgot the next number, what was that, 94? Something like that. It's me, nobody else, because everybody brought us to that point. 97 points is exceptional. Having a team who can gain 97 points, exceptional. Having a team who can qualify for the Champions League, exceptional. So it had nothing to do with that. Yes, it was super intense. Super intense. And I cannot tell you if losing a final is more intense than winning a final, because I didn't win a final that often. So I can tell you losing a final is super intense. So, and that obviously over the years added on, yeah, it's like a tree. A few more rings, stuff like this. You have them. And at one point, you have to make sure you get a rest. And again, what I said yesterday, doing the job for 24 years, I arrived here. As a normal guy, I, in my understanding, I am that still, 100%. And I never lived a life. I never. And I want that as well. That's true. But I never wanted that much that I had to think about it. I just thought this 3-4 weeks in the summer somehow is fine, but it's not anymore. So, and whatever will happen in the future, I don't know now. I don't know now. But no club, no country for the next year, no other English club ever. I can promise that, even if I have nothing to eat, that will not happen. So, and that will not happen as well, by the way. So, thanks to Liverpool. And so that's all okay. But it's too important to do it with 50%. It is just too important. And that's why, and this team is set up for the future. When I said Liverpool 2.0, that didn't include me, obviously, for the next 10 years. So, but the team is there. The basis is there. And whoever comes in cannot give anybody a guarantee to win trophies, but can give has a good chance to play really good football. And that's fine, because we will get a top manager here. And then there will be good football. And what we all learned and improved and did in the last few years, and this changing from doubters to believers and staying believing in difficult moments, if we keep all that, then it is a wonderful future ahead. And that's all I want. And I want not be the passenger who is disturbing that process.
Mark?
Yeah, no, Mark, appreciate the question. I think from our perspective, I wouldn't want to set an expectation, number one, because this is a process that we need to go through. As I said, it's a process that we have gone through in the past. The way we operate as a football club is to ensure that we've looked at all the information, all the data. We've done our proper due diligence, and then we'll make a decision and we'll have an announcement at that time. So I understand the question, but I can't commit to a timeline on it. It will go on in the background, and you can be sure that we'll be doing everything we possibly can to make, as Jurgen said, the right decision for the future of this football club. That's the way we've always operated, and that's the way we'll operate through this process. But at the same time, it's not to be a distraction. This is about making sure that this campaign continues, and that the team can continue to perform. And as I said, when we have something to say, we'll have something to say at that point.
Andy Hunt of the Guardian. Alex Ferguson once announced that he was stepping down at the end of the season and changed his mind halfway through. You could secure
no
basketball. Is there anything that happened?
Alex Ferguson stepped down twice. Just sorry, go. I didn't know that. Alex Ferguson stepped down and then changed his mind.
He said he was stepping down at the end of the season and changed his mind halfway through. You could show us a sabbatical to take a look at your job. Is there anything that could happen over the next 4 months, winning the league, winning Europa League, that could re-energize you and make you change your mind?
No. Nothing. Alex Ferguson, I really didn't know that. No, nothing. I respect Alex a lot. I don't know what drove him that time. I really thought a lot about it. How I said, the situation was always clear because of our relationship we have in the club. It was always clear. I have to make a decision at one point, because nobody else would have. It's just like the trust and the respect we had for each other, and that the owners knew as well. I would take the decision because I don't want to hanging around and doing the job somehow. So that's why. No, I thought it through properly, and actually I want everything this season. That wouldn't change my mind. And if we don't win anything, it wouldn't change my mind. It's a decision I made independent of any kind of results. A big one is the potential of the team. They really see that's a good basis. It's a really good basis. Not more. So we are not better than other teams or whatever, but we have a good basis to work with, and that's really important. And that's why it's a good moment to give it to somebody else.
Fans
obviously very upset with your leaving. What's your main message to the fans between now and 2020? I like what I said yesterday. Okay, you saw it this morning. So I really hope you can accept the decision. That's how it is. And besides that, it's not. I'm not in a mood for saying thank you. I should have 5 million times, and we'll do that. These things will all happen. Now it's the rest of the season. Now it's, we all know the outside world want to destruct that. That's clear. Opponents want to take each opportunity to make you weaker, stuff like this. All about us. And I said yesterday, and would like to say it would be really cool, because there's no misunderstanding of my feelings towards our supporters or the other way around. I think there's everything clear. By the way, should not make these games about me. That's really important. So we need all the support for all the games starting day after tomorrow, then Wednesday, then Saturday or Sunday. I don't know. So like a lot of games coming up, and we need that, and we want that, and that's it. Let's squeeze everything out of the season. That's the message.
Mentioned a couple of times about wanting to go back and do normal things, lead a bit of a normal life. But anything in particular?
No, I don't know how normal life is, so I have to figure out.
Jürgen, when you took over the job, did you expect it to be as fun, as intense, and maybe as tiring as it was?
It was not tiring. It's intense. It is now. It's my fault, not the job's fault. So, I expected. I had no clue what I can expect. I knew about the size of the club, but that's all I knew. And all the rest is about the people working here, the people we are doing it for. How can you know that before you experience it? Because you feel it. Before you feel it, you cannot know it. This is the best club in the world. It's outstanding. Everything about it. Being an honorable scouser is probably, I would have known that before, but it's probably one of the best things I could have ever achieved in my life. It's absolutely outstanding. And the way these people deal with difficulties is a role model for me. And I learned so much here. So I didn't think about how it will be, but it was a lot of fun in Easter. So I understand it's kind of a bit of a misunderstanding, or not 100% clear for you, because you have so many questions. I'll answer them. I said it before, but I'm not in a mood for recap. How was that? No. We have enough time for that. I could talk now about Norwich if I'm 100% honest, but I get it that you are now today not too interested in that. But that is my main concern after we leave this room. And that's what everybody can expect from me, and that's what I will deliver until the last day, 100%.
Chris?
Hey, Chris.
I think we were talking about it earlier. I had a conversation with my son who said, I thought he was going to manage forever. So I can understand the impact. And as he said, the shock. We'll have the right time and the right opportunity to, as Jürgen said, to look back and to talk about his career. Obviously, the ride that we've been on has been extraordinary, and certainly his success, leadership, who he is as a person, charisma. But the relationships, as he said, that have been created, the team that's been built here is obviously a massive credit to him. And we're all in a position, as I said, where we want to get through today, and we want to focus on getting back to playing and getting on the pitch and winning football matches. But in terms of his impact, obviously it's been enormous. And as a colleague, it's been an incredible last 8+ years. And as a supporter, as a fan, it's been equally so. So we hope that continues. We've got, as he said, we've got targets ahead of us, and that's where our focus is going to be. Yeah, I think, Jürgen, you may want to comment on this as well, but I think from an overall perspective, the decision that was taken at the time, number one, I think for Pep and Vitor, want to get going in their managerial careers. And so I think that's something that you know, we understood as well. And they'll be, obviously they will go, they're not going today. They will go with our support, and anything we can possibly do to help their career going forward, we will of course do. You know, as I said, the team that Jurgen has built is an incredibly strong one, but there's also a huge team around that group as well that will be here to help in terms of that experience level as well.
So yeah, it's like that I will take the break, but the other boys are open, so, and ready. Let me say it like that. If somebody is ready and if somebody can say that, and it's me, they are ready. The impact the boys had over the years, and especially the impact Pep had in the last few years on the football we play, is second to none, and it's absolutely incredible. So I know that I have to be very thankful and grateful to him, and I am because he gave me so many a new vision and helped me develop over the last years. I'm pretty sure I could help him a little bit as well, but and that's the idea between when you work that closely together. So they will go for it, and I will support it from wherever I am, and will follow it closely and enjoy that a lot, because I know that will be there's a lot to expect from the boys.
James, please.
James Smith from The Athletic. You mentioned before about obviously when the meeting was gone about pre-season, you thought you're not sure you've got it in you to go again. Was that a moment then, or was there another moment when you were absolutely convinced this was the right decision?
No, it was pretty much the first time, and that starts extremely early, yeah? Playing the pre-season or stuff like this. And obviously, I knew that the last year was so last season, and when was it? 3 years ago? Seven and a half disease. I think you can count them easily as dog years. Like, it's really big to get through this, all that stuff. You might have the opportunity to look at a picture when I arrived in 2015. If you make a picture of me today, you would say 9 years only. So a lot of things happened, obviously, since then. Yes, it was the first time, actually, when I realized. Because I'm usually the leading part of these meetings. Right, okay, that's how we do it. So somebody comes to me and says, okay, we have to do this or that, and have to be around, and then I'm the one that says, okay, at that moment we can do that, here we don't do it, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't. I was like, okay, what about the proposals? What can we do? And that was the first moment. So we still planned it. So whoever comes is fine. We'll be fine with the preseason because we had to in the most sensible way, 100%. So that's fine. But that was the moment I started thinking, and then I had to. It was nothing else. Then the football we played became better and better and better. The team, the potential of the team was more and more obvious. And that was another moment when I thought, okay, that's it. So come on, that with a proper push, a really good manager. Which is on top of his game, that will be fun to watch. And I will do that.
Hold on. Just one thing. Just curious. Is there one thing you're looking forward to doing most when you finish?
No. I didn't think about that yet, because I had actually no time to do that. But I will find things, who can believe it. So that is fine. Nobody has to worry about that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.